Hi, and welcome to another episode of An Inspired Life with Kiara O'Leary, and we are finding freedom and meaning by embracing our divine essence, because it's already within, right? We're just remembering it all. And today we have Emily Nature on the show, and she is the go-to specialist for smart, successful career women when it comes to dating and relationships. Emily has helped hundreds of women in the US, the UK, Europe, and Australia find delicious relationships with themselves and with their partners. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, is how you find delicious relationships, first by creating a relationship with yourself and then with somebody else. And that is definitely how I called my man in. So I am so excited to be talking about this, because it's one of the things that I'm most passionate about. Emily, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, hi, Kiara. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, beautiful. So can you start by first telling us, I guess, what inspired you to even start talking about relationships? Where did your journey with relationships start?
Wow. It goes long, 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 long way back. And how it even started, I can't even tell. But the one thing that I know is that relationship is the highest priority in my life. Mm. And it always feels like I am creating and crafting my life around it. I remember even the desire to create my own business was so that I could pack my bags and go anywhere. If I have a partner and he wants to travel the world, then I could be on the road with him. And that's how it all started. You know, I don't know when it started, but like, it's that one area where I'm so curious about. And when people ask me, well, you seem to have a knack for, or a gift for relationships, I would say, I am not sure if I know more about it than you do. But the one thing that's different is that I'm all over it. It's like I'm rolling in the mud with it. I'm exploring it. I'm experimenting with it. I allow myself to make mistakes and fall down and get hurt and get heartbroken. And I stand up again. And I'm sniffing around, saying, let's try that, let's try this, maybe that doesn't work. What about that? Just with a sense of curiosity and wondering. That's how it gets started for me. And my journey, I think it's so apt that this episode is all about your relationship with yourself, because for me, for the longest time, I was looking for someone. I was looking for that one person, that one man who could make me feel complete and safe and secure, that even if the world or the sky was to fall down, I would be okay because I had his love. And it never really went that way. And
it doesn't, does it? Especially when you're looking for someone else to make you feel safe.
Nah, it doesn't work that way. And for me, like, the one thing that I got out of all of these relationships, not only with romantic partners, but also with my family and friends, is that I am the secret sauce. I am the love that I thought the other person was bringing to me. And it all boils down to that.
That is so perfect. Thank you so much for sharing that, Emily, because that's exactly what we're talking about today, isn't it? That there's this external chase, like we're looking for somebody else to make us feel safe and loved and desired. But the thing is, most of us, like I did a dancing Eros evening last night and again last week, this beautiful sensual dancing. And I saw the pain of the women as they tried, like for the first time for some of them, to really connect with their own desire and the fact that they can bring pleasure to themselves. And so it's like we're looking to feel desired by somebody else, but we don't even desire ourselves. We're looking to feel loved by somebody else and we don't even love ourselves. And We're looking for someone we can go on dates with and spend time with and enjoy being at a coffee shop with, but we can't even enjoy that with ourselves. And that it doesn't work that way until we can fill ourselves up first. We're just looking out and it feels great initially, but empty, doesn't it? Like it doesn't fill this void inside of you because only you can fill that. So what was your first relationship like, Emily? Can you tell us about that?
That was probably 10 years ago or more than 10 years ago. Mm. And looking back, I was like, oh my God, I would never date anyone like that. But I was not very conscious. And I remember being with someone who we were so different. And we wanted different things in life. Like, I love traveling so much. But the guy that I was dating, he was more content being at home and sitting on the couch and watching TV or going to the neighborhood coffee shop, which is totally fine. But I know deep down in my heart that I really want to, in an intimate relationship, I would love to have someone to be on the road with me and sharing these travel insights with me. And for the longest time, I knew that it wasn't the right person, and he was really kind and really nice, and he was so good to me that I was like, I can't leave him, because if I were to leave this relationship, I would never be able to find anyone like that. Nobody would ever be so kind and loving to me as he was to me. So he was like the only choice and the only chance, and I stay in that relationship for 5 years. I was not very happy, but I thought this is like the best shot I could get out of life. Mm. And I felt really suffocated and trapped, but I didn't know that there was something better, because I had put all of my security and happiness and joy onto that person.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Emily, I think you touched on something that so many of us feel, like whether we are women or men, I think we get into a relationship and that person is our best friend at that time, usually, you know, and so we look at them and like, we're like, our best friend, like if we can't find the happiness that we want with them, how could we ever find it with someone else? Like I was my first, like really serious long relationship. I was best friends with him for 2 years before we even started dating. So for me, it was like, if I can't make this work with my best friend, I've got no chance with anybody else. And I think that's so true. And then we just get stuck. Like, this is why I want to share the An Inspired Life message, because we get stuck and we think that that's all that we can receive. So I'm so glad you touched on that. How did you then decide that you needed and that you deserved something more and that it was out there?
It wasn't anything intellectual or logical. It wasn't just like a decision. I think at one point I felt my desire to travel and to explore the world burning inside me. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Mm. I don't know. I did not know what was available. I did not know what was on offer, but the pain of staying in a relationship that had grown so stale and suffocating, it was too much. I couldn't bear that anymore. And so we decided to part ways.
Mm.
Yeah.
So often we have to be motivated by the pain, don't we, rather than the pleasure. But I mean, also, just on a side note, if we were in a relationship and we looked out and we're like, well, that looks pleasurable, I'll take that home. I don't know that that's the best option either, you know. So I can understand why we are guided by like what we're feeling in the moment and what we feel we need and whether we're getting it or not in the relationship. But how do you know that another relationship would be any different? Because one of the things that I thought after I'd kind of taken a personal development journey and recognized so much about myself a couple of years later, I looked back at my relationship, my past relationship, and I thought, gosh, if I knew this now when I was with him, maybe I could have made that work. And I was so grateful that it didn't, because I wouldn't have taken that journey, right? But it's funny. It's like if people who are listening right now and feeling like, yeah, I'm suffocated. Yeah, I'm not in the right relationship. What tips do you have for them on understanding whether they're not in the right external relationship, or maybe they just need to build an internal relationship first with themselves, and then their external relationship would improve? Do you have ideas on that?
Yeah, exactly. I have a lot of people coming to me asking this question, like, how do I know if I should stay or I should leave this relationship? And for me, this is such a key distinction. Like, from the outside, or how it looks, is that we feel a certain way when we are with another person. So we feel, let's say you're in a relationship, and when you're with the person, you feel joyful, happy, you feel safe, you feel secure, your heart is glowing with love, and you have this warm feeling of connection. So it really looks like that person is causing that feeling in you. It looks like that feeling of happiness and love and joy is being brought about by that person. But that's how it looks, but that's not how it works. What I really come to see for myself, like, not in an intellectual or logical way, but really get it and having an embodied understanding of it, is that we can only ever feel the love that is within us. The love that is generating from us is like when I'm sitting here, you know, whether I'm alone, I'm looking at nature, or I'm sitting in a room with four walls, or I'm sitting in front of you, sitting with a friend, sitting with my partner or with a family member, I notice that there is this warm feeling in my heart, this feeling of joy, this feeling of love that I feel regardless of whoever that I'm sitting in front of or I'm with. But our tendency is to, okay, we feel that, let's look around to see who's around. And then we attribute and we assign that feeling to the person. So obviously, if we misunderstand, if we mistakenly attribute that feeling to a person, then it will become very scary, because then what if I lose that person? Then I will not be able to feel that way anymore, or then I will feel lonely, then I will be insecure. But for me, once the person realizes for himself or herself that this feeling of love comes from within them, and it doesn't have anything to do with anyone or any circumstances on the outside, like, we totally break the connection between the presence or absence of a partner with how we feel internally, then your head will clear. You are in a space of clarity, and then it will just be like, what makes sense? Is this the right relationship for me? Oh, maybe there's something here that I can learn and grow. Or, well, this is definitely not working. But when the person is still mistakenly believing that the feeling of loneliness or insecurity or even love and happiness is coming from something outside, they cannot make the decision.
So if that's the case, and what we're looking at externally is just a reflection of what's going on internally, then why do we even have relationships? So, you know, if we could pick anyone off the street and we would already feel the same way inside, like, why do you feel that we all are so driven and called to relationships?
Well, you know, I actually wrote a post a while ago about, I can't remember the exact wording, but it's along the line of, it's overrated, like, choosing a mate is overrated, or it's not as important as you think to find the perfect partner. Because I'm not saying that, oh, you can just like hook up with anyone and make it work. But the more I'm seeing this understanding that our feelings are generated from within us moment to moment to moment, it becomes less important that we get fixated about a person and needing them to have certain traits and characters in order to make us feel okay. And then I would say that there are things that you never see until you are in a relationship. Like, I have all of my relationships, my partners and ex-partners, they are like mirrors reflecting back to me the areas of life where I'm not seeing clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Like the things that I'm avoiding, the things that I am so mistakenly believing in. And mm-hmm. I think that is the gift. That is the gift of being in a relationship. And I never believe that we are here to do it all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is a joy of being alone for sure. And then there is the joy of being in a community, being in connection with other people, the learning, the growing together.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say it's an either or, but it's like, it's a gift that we get to, that we are sovereign beings and we can be alone, but we also have the gift of being in connection with other people and we can enjoy both.
Mm, totally. Beautiful, beautiful way of answering that question. And I do know what I really liked about the you don't have to choose the perfect partner thing, because it kind of felt like it took a bit of a weight even off my shoulders as I was listening. You know, when I think especially women, like women and men both have feminine and masculine energy. Women usually, not always, but usually have a more dominant feminine energy.
Mm.
So we, the feminine energy is more likely to test the more dominant masculine energy in her partner. So I am in, I don't know that it ends, because my last partner obviously didn't keep passing the test. So I left him, right? I don't know that it actually gets to a point where you stop testing. I'm looking forward to it if that's the case, but I am definitely in the testing stage with my partner. And I'm testing him. I'm pushing him constantly to see if he's going to hold me when I'm feeling sad, if he's going to say the right things when I say something. You know, like women, feminine, dominant beings, they test constantly to make sure their partner is not going to leave, can't be pushed away, can't be scared. Like, it's like you reveal something each time and you just like wait to see if that's going to set them off. You're like, okay, try this one. Like, it's so funny. I think there's a visual somewhere of a woman holding a hula hoop with like flames around it and the poor man has to jump through. That's kind of what it feels like. And what you said just then really resonated with me. It's that the person doesn't have to be perfect, and nor do we. I think that there's certain things though that you want to make sure are aligned in your partners, but that they don't have to be perfect. So for example, if I decide that I like Tantra, I can go off and learn Tantra by myself. My partner doesn't have to come with me. What I do think is important is that you both respect each other's values. And,
yes.
And I also, one of the things I feel like, does need to be pretty similar as well is your commitment to growth, and to like how you deal with the mirror principle in your relationship and stuff like that. So if one partner is constantly taking ownership for their stuff and learning from the relationship and growing and it's beautiful and whatever else, and then the other partner is constantly blaming the other partner, like I don't know that that would work for long. But you know, so if you can get like some core things, and maybe they're different for other people, but if you can get some core things down, then we can kind of just go and let the rest go, and not feel that our partner or ourselves need to be perfect, but that it's like this way of constantly being able to embrace the imperfection in the relationship and learn from it and grow from it. Like, that was massive for me, that realization. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, do you have anything to say? Do you have anything to say about my big vent just then? Did you have any comments on it?
Yeah, I feel like it's such a relief not having to be perfect and not needing our partner to be perfect in order for us to feel okay. And that really takes a lot of pressure off the relationship. And also, I feel like there is one more thing that can take the pressure off the relationship and the partners as well. You know, like for me, for the longest time, I used to be really serious about relationships. So this is this big thing, and I'm really committed to it. I want to grow. I want to transform. I'm all about growth. And, you know, just like, in business, we say that there's no cookie cutter, no one size fits all. And you do business your own way. You don't need to follow anyone else's business models. And the same thing goes with relationship. There's no right way to do relationship. And you get to have, you get to create your relationship in your own way. It doesn't have to follow a certain model. You have to go through this stage and then next stage and the next stage. And then you have to do this and this and this. And there's no right way to show up, or there's no, you don't need to force it into a thing. There's no blueprint or formula. And for me, it really opens up. Like every day I just wake up and see, oh, so what's happening today? What are we feeling like doing? What's occurring to us right now? What makes sense to do? Instead of like, okay, we are in honeymoon stage and next we'll enter the challenge phase. And
we are in the honeymoon stage, so you need to have sex with me every day. That's what happens to me. That could put some pressure on the relationship. Oh, you're so right, my love. Do you know, we in my relationship, we are both very serious, growth committed individuals, right? And we both have admitted to ourselves and to each other that we're like the person in the group that people are like, why can't you just go along with it? Like, why can't you just have fun? We're like, well, it just seems stupid. Why would we? You know, we're like those kind of individuals. So put us together and we've had to actually focus on making sure we make time for fun, because we're so busy, so driven. It's like we've got a purpose, you know, and so we want to share that. And otherwise we don't make time for fun. Like, we've always made time to make love, like that's fun, but not just for laughter and doing something just because, you know. So I totally think that that's a really great technique for people to know. Just take the pressure off, just let it be, laugh.
Yeah. And there's no right way or there's no wrong way, you know. The thing is, we can get really caught up with tons of advice and techniques and tools, like, you know, Cosmo magazine and a ton of other magazines or resources on the net. And they're great, but at the end of the day, you're free to do whatever you want. It's your relationship. You can design it and create it to be whichever way you want.
Yeah. Absolutely. And one of the things that I've found so valuable is that now that I have a beautiful relationship with myself, I can allow my partner to be however he wants to be as well. So there's not, you know, like we get to design it ourselves. And so if I desire something, I can go out and make that thing for me happen and not rely on that person, someone else to say, like to give me permission or to say that it's okay or whatever else. Like, we are two individuals in a relationship who have our own path, and we're just choosing to walk them together. And, you know, if for some parts of that we're like a little bit further away on those parts, that's okay with us, because we've got ourselves first. Like, I love myself and I put myself first and then my partner. That's like, that's so important, because otherwise we get into that people-pleasing stage where we're like, oh, that person likes it when we do this, so we'll do that instead of doing the thing that we love. And then you can just lose yourself and you get to the point in the relationship where you're like, I don't even know why I loved you. Because we're not the same person anymore, right? Because they change so much to try and make you happy. So I think that's really key. But if people are sitting here listening, or walking or driving or however they are listening, I won't put any expectations on them, right? if they're they're listening right now and they're thinking, this is fantastic, yet I have no idea how to even build a relationship with myself. Like, whether they're in a relationship already or they're single and they're wanting a relationship, how do you suggest that they go about building a relationship with themselves?
Well, you know, I'll start with saying that whoever that is listening right now, your idea about your best self, your idea about your most beautiful and radiant and loving self, your idea about what your partner or potential partner wants from you, or your idea about who you would want yourself to be, is still nothing compared to who you really are. And it's like, who you really are is so beautiful and magnificent and loving and wise. And whatever you think about yourself has got nothing to do with it. And for me, loving yourself or falling in love with yourself, starting with that, with seeing that you are this beautiful energy that creates the universe, this beautiful energy that has the sun rise and set every day and has the world go around. And it's that beautiful energy that has blood pump, go to every part of your body, and everything works so perfectly inside you. And what we think about who we are has got nothing to do with the truth of who we are. And I see that the misunderstanding that most people get into is that, oh, I'm not good enough. I have to show up a certain way. I have to put makeup on, or I have to be slim, or I have to be smart and successful, or I have to be whatever in order for men or women to be attracted to me. And that has people show up in a very funny way, and very inauthentic, unnatural way. But just seeing that who you are is way more beautiful than anything that you could have ever thought of, that allows you to just be who you are. And that will help you. You know, who you are is so magnetic. You know, people who are just so comfortable in their own skin, they're just fun to be around. And that's how,
But what if they're listening right now and they're like, okay, that sounds cool, I've got no idea how. Like, I want actual practical strategies that we can give them. Like, go home, try this, give this a shot. Like, how do they, if they have no idea how, start to build a relationship with themselves?
So I would say that the very same people who are asking that question, how, they've probably been looking in that direction for a long time. So I'm sure they have been asking the question, so what are the strategies? What are the practices? What are the techniques and tools that I can apply to help me fall in love with myself more? And I would say, You've looked in that direction, or you've gone down that path for a long time, right? And I probably can say that, oh, maybe they've chanted mantra or read affirmations to themselves or look into the mirror a dozen times or 100 times. And after a while, they still go down the same path. And I'm suggesting to look in a different direction. Like, what if there's nothing that you need to do? What if you don't need to try any strategies or techniques or practices in order to fall in love with yourself and to see the truth of who you are? You know, like when you look at a mountain on a foggy day, you see clouds all over the mountain, so you can't really see the mountain peak, but it's there. It's still there. And there's not really... even if you forget who you are, you still are who you are. And it's, for me, I see again and again, it's that same cycle of that search, that pursuit, that wanting, I want to do, I want to get there, I want to find that. What do I do? What can I do to get there? It's that same thing that keeps people in a loop and in a spin of there's no way out. If you ask me, like, how do I find my nose? Like, your nose is there. There's nothing that you need to do to find your nose. Mm-hmm. Just know that you already are that. And if you, even if you forget that, it's okay. For me, this is not an intellectual thing. And even when I start, I remember when I started working with my clients this way, they get really restless because everybody wants tools and strategies and techniques. And they're really impatient. Like, give me something to chew on and to do. But I'm like, what if you don't have to do anything? And can you just be okay with it? This is not an intellectual thing. Just maybe go for a walk. Or allow yourself to be in a state of quietness. Allow your mind to rest. Maybe go for a swim, or be in that state will allow the clarity to emerge. And if you feel a beautiful feeling of being in connection with life, then you will just realize who you are.
Okay, a different approach there, Emily. I think I really hear what you're saying. I hear that there are so many people who have done a lot of personal development and they're still seeking. And I think, though, it's important for us to share some of the stuff that we have done, that we look like did, and then like it got us a certain point, because I feel that sometimes like the embodiment and things like that can be really fantastic, but it comes on top of a conscious understanding. So if people are sitting here right now and they've never even heard the idea of building a relationship with themselves first, then we need to like give them like that stuff that their mind can understand before maybe their body can then they can embody it. Does that make sense? So I really, really hear what you're saying, and I love that. Like, I agree wholeheartedly, and I can feel the listeners, because I can always feel them. I can feel them going, yeah, but what if I do want the tools? Like, what if I want to hear that my mouth, and in between my mouth and my eyes, that's where my nose is? <You know? laughs> I want to understand that. So I really, really hear you. And one of the things that I want to suggest from what you said is that you probably already know, that the listeners probably already have these things. They maybe are just seeking something more on top of that. So you said like what makes them feel joy and alive and all of those sorts of things. And I think that's a really cool place to start. Like, just ask yourself what makes you feel that and how can you do more of that? Like, when I broke up with my partner and I sat there and was like and stared at the wall every day and had no idea what I wanted to do with my day, I started to put pictures on the wall of things that excited me, like surfing and painting and candle making and the people that I loved. And I would wake up and stare at the wall that I used to stare at blankly and have no idea what I wanted to do. I would stare at the wall this time and pick something. Like just something that I thought might make my heart sing that day, that might feel nourishing to my soul. And I would try that and then I'd know at least. And then I kind of built a collection of things that make me feel good. And while I'm doing them, they just remind me of who I really am. You know, like there's no mental stuff around that. I can do it and feel good. And so I think that the listeners already know those things. And if they don't, go out and try different things that they feel called to until you find the stuff that nourishes your soul and reminds you of who you really are.
Yeah. You know, I find that what really makes a difference is an insight or a realization. So an insight or a realization may come while you're doing something you love like that. And it may happen really unexpectedly. It could be your drawing or coloring or swimming. For me, like, insights can happen anywhere and any time, but most of the time when you're absorbed in something, doing something you love. So I remember I broke up with my ex-partner like a while ago, and I was really grieving and feeling sad. And there was that one time when I was on top of the mountain and was like many, many hundred meters above sea level, and being on the same level as the clouds and seeing everything down below, the mountains, the islands, the city, the traffic, the bridges, seeing the sky. And I really, in that moment, I felt who I really am. Like, I feel like I am the energy that creates this system. I'm the energy that creates the sky and the clouds and the mountains and the islands and traffic and people walking down below and all of that. And I saw that, well, if I am this, then I'm not missing anything. Like, I'm so complete. I'm complete and whole, and I don't need anything else for my life to be perfect and happy. Before that, I had the thinking, oh, if only I had that guy in my life, or oh, if only something else in my life worked better, then I would be happy, then I would be complete, then I could love myself. But in that moment, I saw that that's who we really are. That's who I am. That's who you are. That is who everybody is. We're not lacking anything or missing anything to be happy. And all it takes is just a realization.
You know, I've definitely felt that before as well, like really grieving and missing someone. And one of the things that I did to get myself through that was, every time that I felt like I missed something in someone else, I think about, how did that make me feel? Like, it's all about how it makes me feel or who it made me be in my perception of it, right? So if they, I don't know, took me out to dinner, it made me feel special, and like I got to go out for dinner and loved. And so I would figure out what the feeling was that I wanted to feel from that person that I missed in that moment. Because usually when you miss someone, there's like one thing that really stands out in that moment. Yeah. And then I would take that one thing and ask myself, how could I make myself feel that? How could I give that to myself right now? And sometimes just the awareness of it alone would help. Or sometimes I took myself out to dinner. I bought myself flowers, you know, things like that. Like, I think it's so important to recognize that what we're looking for in somebody else is just the reflection, like the ability for us to be that version of ourselves. That's what we like about that person. We think that they make us this version of ourselves. And so if we can see the reflection of that and recognize that we can do that with or without them around, that you're right, like we are whole and complete and we have everything already within us. And so we just like bring the awareness to that, then that kind of can allow us to recognize that we don't need anybody else. And then that way we can just want them, you know, if we want to have them in our lives, fantastic, but we don't need them.
Yeah. And I want to point out something to what you're saying. Maybe like some of the people who are listening right now, they would be like, okay, so I want to love myself. So I need to start, you know, doing these things for myself, taking care of myself, pampering myself, taking myself out for dinner. And I want to say that how it looks on the outside is irrelevant. Like what you choose to do for yourself is irrelevant. Like when you're seeing somebody lying at home doing nothing, or you see someone taking herself out for dinner, they could all be coming from the same place of loving themselves. So I don't want our listeners to feel the pressure, okay, so I have to start doing these things. No, when you really take the pressure off yourself to be anything that is not natural to you, and when you just fall in love with yourself and being in awe with who you are, it can show up in any way. It can be like you're saying, I'm going for a swim, I'm going to the spa, I'm having a massage, or it could be I just lie at home doing nothing, or it could be that I go to the neighborhood coffee shop and start talking to people. It doesn't have to look any specific way at all. It's how you feel inside is where you're coming.
Yeah, you are so right. It's so about how you feel. And one of the best things that I got out of that journey was understanding how I felt and how I wanted to feel and how I felt during certain activities, and like bringing my awareness to the activities that I didn't feel good and seeing how I could encourage myself to feel good. Even if I was alone at home on a Saturday night and it felt like the rest of the world had something better to do and I didn't, like, how can you bring love for yourself to each and everything that you're doing? So really, really appreciate that. We have to finish up soon. Do you have one more thing that you would like to tell anyone who's like, okay, I need to build a relationship with myself, or I don't know myself, or, you know, like if they're listening to this and they just want a deeper relationship with someone else, like what is like the one thing that stands out for you that you'd still like to share before we head off?
For me, the one thing that makes the greatest difference to me is this realization that you are the sun. You are the sun, but you are forgetful of who you are. So you look at the light in others and you think that you need that. You need them in order for you to be happy and to have what you want. But you are the generator of that which you are looking for. You're just being forgetful of that. That's all.
And how did you remember, Emily?
I don't try to remember.
But how did you remember the first time you ever remembered?
No, it was a realization. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, it's like, you know, it's like you have gold dust on your fingers and everything you touch, it glitters and it shines. And you think it's that thing that glitters and shines, but it's actually your fingers. You are the one who carries that gold dust. And it was just a realization. I wasn't trying to remember anything. I was like, oh, I feel that way when I'm with that person. I'm alone. I'm also feeling that way. With the other person, I'm also feeling the same. So what's the common factor? It's me. I'm the one who generates that feeling. And I see every one of us as a forgetful sun. We have this capacity to generate love and life, love and light from within us, but we forget that, and we look at and we project that light and love on the people that we come into interaction with, and we thought it was them. And when I saw that, when I had that realization, it was also, and it's cool if I forget that, it's okay. I'm not trying to make myself remember it every day. Sometimes I forget it, that's fine. And then through another insight or realization, I will remember it again. So it's all good.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Emily. And if people are listening and they want to come and check you out, and like, you post some awesome stuff on Facebook, how can they follow you? How can they get to know you and maybe check out your website and do some work with you?
Okay, great. So my website is emilynature.com. Mm-hmm. And if you visit my website, if you're single and you're looking to be in a relationship, I have this side column, a corner of my website. There is a free audio download on the 3 misunderstandings that are keeping you from attracting the right man. So that's for people who are single. Otherwise, you can read my blog. I don't blog very often these days, but a lot of my writing is there. And if you want to get into contact with me, you want to connect with me, you can email me at emily@emilynature.com. And let's see what else. And if you're interested in having a conversation with me on how we might possibly explore working together, then you can also drop me an email.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your beautiful wisdom and your heart and the message that we already have everything within, and that, you know, when we see that, we don't feel like we need anyone else. They just become a beautiful addition to our lives and a great person to learn from and share with. So thank you, Emily, for coming on board. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kira. Really enjoying this.
Awesome. And so if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, jump online, check out iTunes and rate and review it so that other people can see what is in store for them if they choose to listen as well. If you don't like it, I'm sure you're not going to get this far ahead. So if you have gotten this far, please jump on and actually review it. Your reviews mean a lot to us. And I would love for you to share this with other people. Share this on your Facebook page. Share this with other people so that they can have the opportunity to listen to some incredible people who usually charge a lot of money to give away their wisdom, like sharing with us. It's beautiful. I'm so excited, and I hope that you're able to share this with more people so that we can all go on this journey to more freedom and meaning in our lives. So do that. And also, if you want to join our discussion, come on over to the An Inspired Life Facebook page. Just type An Inspired Life in the search bar. Find the thread where we're talking about this podcast. Find Emily's face on there. And I want you to come over and share with us what is the best thing that you've ever encountered or experienced or realized or remembered about your own relationship with yourself and what is really inside of who you are and all that you are already. I would love to chat with you and build that beautiful discussion so that we can keep on learning and growing. And just remember, your divine essence is a freaking sun. Sun, baby. So just go on and shine that light for the rest of the week until you hear from us again next week. Sending you so much love. Thank you, Emily. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.